last one, when the voters revoked, they asked if myself could be on the board. I didn't want to say yes until I spoke to you.
Krishna.
Shivaram.
That's because I counted the vote.
So who was asking your permission or advice if you can be on the board since he's also traveling this year?
Yes. And because the board also and also preaching.
Vila Jalakan was also on the board. Very good.
He's the treasurer.
I came in fourth place.
So there's never any problem. All members of the Sangha, they work together. They decide how we will preach. And then the people on the board, we're only serving them. They will decide
where your children are. Their children are studying. Any school?
It's wonderful.
Not all.
Gorangi Didi
it's expensive.
Had an idea to make a school where for us, for our Sangha, and also we spoke even with developing some relations. Also, even this time, your children can also come if they want. But we'll have school here so that her son doesn't have to necessarily look bad. If we cannot do, then she's going to send Diaries to bad to the if you want, we will try to make arrangements for lunch.
But if they can start a school for children, she and also some other ladies who are men, they can start as we have done in Bengal.
So we had a top three names. One was Tejas Gorgana. Other that we discussed at the last meeting was Bhakti Vedanta Gorgana Institute.
And Bhakti Vedanta
Gaudiya Institute.
Institute.
But they didn't recall. She's in Radha Govinda. brother, तुम्हारे ऋषि ऐसे मायाविलास के काफी जैसा बिना में रखना है ऋषि का डिस्कवर
हरिशंगा
हरिशंगा ये गिवन अनदर नेम हरिशंगा या ये गिवन अनदर नेम बट इन के का मुझे अपना तो नहीं आता Can you pass it?
No, we can't.
I'm going to pass it. Can I pass it? My dear Guru Dev, my dear Guru Dev, my dear Guru Dev, my dear Guru Dev, my brother Hari Sundar, I've got an incident with you in Miami last year. You didn't understand the name you gave him. Hari Sundar. Yeah.
No, What? He didn't do Hari Sundar.
Now you gave him another name. Ratinapta Moto, you can give him a new name. Hari Sundar is good. He likes to be good.
I don't want to know.
Also, please bless my son Puranda with health. He is 28 years old and is sick. May he be healthy soon. Your eternal servant will be able to much people. On his preaching tour, he has received Dakshina and also from his family. Any instructions for the devotees in Washington?
Nandana, that Badger was going to be a very big society under your guidance. There is a school there, there's a gurukula there. Why should there be one in Alachua if we want to focus our attention in Badger?
If you can prepare very good teachers like Brijendranandan and others, there are five teachers. You can arrange and you can make a good school, then you can start. Why not?
Yeah.
Guru Dev.
Something in necessary.
Guru Dev. My daughter Rasika, she wants to become a teacher.
She's very qualified, she's very qualified.
Rasika. Her daughter Rasika.
Rasika.
She's
Rasika. Rasika.
Very, very qualified.
My daughter wants to be a teacher.
She wants to be a teacher.
She's in college already. Yeah. So you can teach her, go and be a teacher to start a school.
She can be a teacher and start a school in Alachua or anywhere else.
You think it's good if she studies to be a teacher?
I thought that she will be prematurely.
I know. I tell her that we can do that.
This will help her, that she can.
Yeah, you can tell her, you can tell him.
But she's very qualified, I told her to call up with me and preach all over the world.
What do you want her to do, Guru Dev?
She can be a party with Radha Kandi and preach all over the world.
No.
Good, we need her in the lab.
We need her.
She's our singer in Alachua, she can't leave.
No.
Which is that, my Gatsur is very, very expert in preaching. Like at the time of Siddha Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj. Or small drummer. In one of them is
Damarani Didi.
Damarani.
Yeah,
and other so many. Vrindavan Vyasi.
Open and Dini.
In fact, by all disciples, many disciples should be like Shyam and speaking.
Yeah.
And also for some disciples also wear. By this is bhakti. And your life will be successful. As our whole Guru Parampara has done. Doing everything given sattva 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 para upokara. But you should know all the knowledge of sattva. This is sattva, jiva, sattva, maya and all other sattva. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also has to Guru Haya Taro Parvade. First thing you should be qualified to be like a guru. Preacher Prabhupada Hare Krishna Hare Krishna
Krishna Krishna Hare Hare Hare
Hare Hare Hare Hare Hare Hare Hare Hare Hare Hare smoking, all these things. They should remember that from money cannot save. Never. It will got this trouble. If not, if there is, if it is, it will be that. So, what coming? You should do something to maintain life. And rest time, you should
preach. You're saying that we should become like Guru before we go preach, but then we may not become like Guru in this life, so then no preaching happens. So how can we reconcile this difference? We are not qualified, but we want to go and inspire others to come to bhakti. So how do we reconcile?
I'm telling that it may not happen that we become Guru in our lifetime. You are telling first we should become like Guru, know everything. But those of us who do not know so much, how they
want
can
to
preach.
Make all Guru. And you should try to be a Guru. Not initiating, but
yes.
Shiksha.
Teach.
Guru Tattva. So you should be like that. Now if we first your character should be good.
Character.
Very pure. Very strong character. Then you can teach and all can be other by now. If there is no character, what you will speak? Avaishno Mukho Girinam Kutam Hari Katham. So here, any Katham, those who are not pure Vaishnava, not in the guidance of Guru, not following Guru, or not obeying their Guru, oh, from their mouth we should not hear.
Devotees in Galachua, we do not perform a Mongol arti. No, but each can do a Mongol arti. I'm going to Mongol arti every day because I want to advance. I understand Prabhupada will say Mongol arti is very important. But as some of your preacher person say, Mongol arti and worship deities is for canistas. And this is true, or what happened? This?
So he's going to ISKCON temple, they have Mongol arti, because he understands it is very important to go to Mongol arti for our spiritual advancement. But he says some devotees are telling that it is only for Kanishta to go to Mongol arti.
No.
No,
worship.
I attend. Prabhupada attended as he used to. Ring the bell.
I think he's also asking, is it okay to go to his
worship Govardhan Srila?
So does it matter
if
what
he goes to Mongol arti?
Those who are telling like this, they are Kanishta Adhikari.
Because our Sangha in Alachua, they doesn't perform Mongol arti in anywhere. I'm going to ISKCON temple.
Can he go to his
house? In his house. In his house. In his house.
But we don't have building yet, so we cannot come together and perform Mongol arti together. I mean, Guru Prabhu wants that we should come together. You should arrange any place. First you can on rain, rented house, you can take it, then take bigger center, and their duty will be, and everything.
So
there you should meet and together and do arti and
everything.
One step.
Rent, he's getting.
So it is okay if he goes until that point?
Is it okay if our devotees go to the ISKCON Mandir and
in the Lachwa
until we have our own Mandir?
If favorable, then they should go. And if not favorable,
it's
okay.
They are also doing it
to the time, me or anyone.
We should not.
And if not,
Gurudev is very, very large temple, many devotees. Only a small amount of devotees are criticizing. The rest are very nice. They don't give us any problems. Only one, two, three,
yes.
Four, five people criticizing.
Envious. Envious devotees.
Envious.
But when our center will be, that also stops
here.
Jesus.
Gurudev, in the Alachua Sangha, when they have the meetings, they mostly do all bhajans for the whole time. Very little chanting Hare Krishna. Very small time amount of chanting. And I've requested them, why don't they chant Hare Krishna more? Have more Harinam Sankirtan together in the meetings. And they only do it for like maybe 3 minutes. At the end,
when they come together for programs, our devotees, they like to chant bhajans, not so much Hare Krishna mantra. And Prabhu is telling that he suggests we chant more Hare Krishna Maha mantra when we come together, because everybody likes that.
when you meet together, then Harikatha should be done. No? And you can chant, we can, in your house, and some Mahamantra and Sri Krishna Chaitanya should be there. In the beginning and in the end, like we do. Like we do here also. First, these kirtans, and in the end, also these kirtans. So, like this. And you can chant, you can sing always Mahamantra Loma.
Rinda Didi says that when we have a temple in Alachua, Srila Gurudev will come every year.
Monthly in Alachua, and you will come there every year.
I think you should do first.
One devotee is here to meet you for the first time, Ranabir. For the first time he's meeting you, he's hoping to take initiation from you. This is Ranabir and his wife. They live in New York.
Mishkun.
They're coming to see you for the first time, hoping to take shelter of you.
They are new devotees. They have not met you before. They live near New York?
In New York.
In New York. They have come
Brooklyn.
Here to meet with you and to take initiation.
Very good.
Very good.
Yeah.
What is this?
I think tomorrow is
initiation.
Yeah, if you recommend that. Tomorrow morning, you will announce.
Hare Krishna. I have been born in this class for the last Hare Krishna movement for the last 20 something years.
On radio?
Yeah.
Sure.
He has done the radio program, your class on the radio, you remember, when we were in the house of Sushil and Himala. One day you spoke in the radio.
Jai Narayan Singh.
Oh, what then?
Jai Narayan Singh.
Jai Narayan.
Oh.
Thank you for coming.
I'm so glad we have an audience. It's okay.
Was it something a little closer to me?
I have a bad practice.
You sit on the sofa.
You made a couple of points, and I'm glad we have an audience record. Thank you, sir. Yes, but I said take time off from work. Forgot about work today. This Prahlad, you met him when he was 5 years old and he left him. He's Prahlad. He's been pure vegetarian.
You met him?
No, youngest. He's only. Oh, well, he's 17. The problem with ISKCON is this: the prophet will only be 6,000. We built the temple. I was there. We went on a fundraiser for 5 years. Immediately after we built that temple, the politics started. I was literally kicked out of the start.
Congratulations.
ISKCON, under Tamal Krishna. I was devastated with my family. My bhakti was, there was no mandal, there was nothing. I came home and I said, you know, you people are my Tuesday expression, I forgot about you, because nobody wants to follow Prabhupada's instructions. Everybody wants to be their own guru inside it. I said, look. And then I started saving my money. I'm not a guru and I'm not a teacher, but I took a radio program. I was laid off so many times, I almost lost my job. But for 12 years, I kept Prabhupada in the air. They criticized me for putting Prabhupada lectures. I said, nobody's going to stop me. This is how we preach, and this is how it's going on the air. He talked about rogues, rascals, the thief, Dushritena, Murha, Rajama. That was my answer. It upset the whole ISKCON. Why did they upset the Maharaj? I will tell you. Because very wealthy Indian politicians were going and giving them donations and telling them, don't let Jai Narayan put this on the air because it upset the rest of the people. I said, I am not here to serve no people except my guru, my Krishna. That's their problem. This is it. So ISKCON started becoming very selective as to who can come there and who cannot come there. But the bottom line is chanting stopped, philosophy stopped, everything stopped. Mm. Only thing they were interested in, fundraising. Mm. If you can't fundraise for ISKCON, out. They would bring people from all in India just to go to the Indian communities, just to penetrate them to get money. I said, well, we built the temple. Now they talk about building another thing. I said, 80,000. They said, now we tell them to go to preach. But they didn't want that. So a lot of people like ourselves, we fell victim, but we left. But I don't, not that I condemn them. I have nothing to do with the politics. I go there, man. My children go every Sunday. They go take your darshan from Prabhupada, give whatever you can. And my granddaughter, now, my children will read Hare Krishna. But this is the problem. And one day you will be gone too. And I hope you tell these devotees here sitting, don't do that. Because it destroys people's lives. Somehow, another thing is, we did not sell Prabhupada. I'm so blessed that I have read so much of Prabhupada's books and his whole life that I became more in love with Prabhupada than Krishna himself. I would cry when I read his life. And I said, stop. Look at that, what he went through. My forefathers crossed this ocean 150 years ago and came as king farmer from Bihar to spread this little teaching. And now we have the literature in English. It is my duty until the last day I die, I will distribute this. Yeah. 3 years ago, I lost job everything. I went to stop and go in a convenience store to work a graveyard shift to pay for my tour and a different program. I was held up at gunpoint that beat me, almost killed me. Krishna mercy, I survived. Today I'm back in here. Mm-hmm.
I could help.
He is worried and concerned about the position of ISKCON. They have become derailed, only worried about fundraising. He said he hopes and prays that your mission will not become like that. And he himself will do his level best till his last breath to properly present the teachings of Swami Prabhupada.
Yes. That we want. And we
want your teaching, same thing.
We don't want money. Any blessing. We want to preach the mission of Prabhupada Swami and Hindi line Swami. And we are doing.
I often told my listeners, in spite of what differences I don't, I mentioned it on the radio program, but we have grown so powerful now that the people are just hungry for the program. Whenever I would say something, which normally is out of the range of preaching, but I have to say, when something goes wrong, I have to give it to the attention of the community and tell them, do not give money to these people who are taking the country people in India. It's not right. These are all people who are condemned in this country. So, therefore, this is the problem. So, I'm very outspoken because people come to me and they say to me, Jainaranji, you know, I listen to your program, you say the right thing, but you know, it's very difficult to convince us. I'm not here to convince, I'm here to speak the truth. Because when people give thousands of dollars and you put it in the hands of politicians in India, the money is being misused. We can use it here. There's just too much fundraising going on. Nobody is distributing books. Nobody is doing any service for good.
What we are doing.
Here we are doing. And I am so blessed.
All that.
I am so blessed. I told you the last time I came what I was trying to do, and now I see it on the internet. So I have every week flirted with pure bhakti. Love unto pure bhakti. Love unto his God. The more people. The more people start reading these books and realizing what a purity is, the more we will think about it.
More than 100 books are written. And so many books from my
Guru Maharaj.
From my class.
3,000 lectures.
I want the people to come to the whole one show of
Srila Prabhupada and the other Srila Narayana Prabhupada.
Yeah.
And all those people with the power struggle and the ego will die in the air.
And Gurudev? I just want to say that Jai Narayan Prabhu told me a couple of days ago that he wants to get 50 of each of your books and distribute them all over Trinidad and everywhere else.
What I'm trying to do is set up a Trinidad is a very both only Hindi oriented society. So I'm already in the process of getting the books here and shipping them to Trinidad. And hopefully you will come to Trinidad someday. They were the ones who opened the Trinidad. 80% of the Trinidadians are from Bihar.
Trinidad.
Yeah, 1845 they came from Bihar, UP, and Punjab. Working half case, you know. So you have a lot of people that identify with your last name. So Maharaj, you have spoken enough. Now bless my two sons that you will continue the Krishna consciousness, so otherwise you can need to stop it now.
You will stop it right now. He's trash. He's everything. You will stop right now.
First of all, you should know, you are not this physical body. The soul that is new never becomes old. Know what can be. What you are seeing this body is the bag of his food, jewelry, and so many things. One day it will be old. And one day it will go. You can maintain. All the universe, scientists and doctors can stop your old age. And at the time of death, you remember, you cannot take a parting if nothing with you. So, you should chant and pretend that your life should be satisfied.
Gurudev, Jai Narayan Prabhu has been serving Prabhupada, as he mentioned, for so many years now, but he feels he's not qualified for initiation, but he's so sincere. Can you say something to him about that?
For so many years, Prabhu is serving.
I know him personally. When I came first, he called me. I went there. And he...
I have spoken so much that I want to, before I put that into my head. I've been involved in radio. I have heard the people in the community that have literally broken in the kitchen so they can build a house on that. What we need in this community, Maharaj, is a Vaishnava pundit or priest who can conduct a wedding when people die or birth. And we do not have that. As a result, a lot of young people are forced to go to the so-called pundits out there who are all manner of pundits. If storm does not perform, marriage is inactive, someone dies, if I were to die tomorrow, that's okay. If I have spent all my life at Prabhupada, I ask myself, who should you call? What do you do? We don't have a bad scenario this time. Even if it's one person and the bad is a house here, that together it doesn't fit.
I was telling that what we need in this society is a good Vaishnava pundit who can perform weddings and funerals. We
because nobody knows how to do that. Only Mayavadi Pandits, they go to them. In Islam, they don't do this thing.
Islam don't do it. It's only that. Well, Islam is very selective, and what they want, they really don't have any want that. So the people that say, you know, my child, people, our people back in Trinidad, when the child is born, it is a fundraiser to bless the child. When you're getting married, we have a qualified pundit for years with a white cap, Vaishnava pundit, and the people would go, we don't have that yet. And so people are turning to other things in the islands. The pundits are not just here, we have we need like a house. Just that would be a big step like this one. We just start with Arvind Kalman Bhakti. Put someone in there. And once I can announce it on the radio, people are hungry. See, we have a Vaishnava society now that when people get, are getting married, they may not be. Take it to your marriage, they do it, go to your whatever after. But here we have made for you now. Vaishnava. I want the word Vaishnava, not Hindu, because Hindus feel a lot wrong. This is what we have. I don't know. 100,000 And the radio program has to do a tremendous job in bringing them. The five people I understand have died in a month or so. And what they do. And these people, I should tell you, right, they're making money off of it. Because they make contract to sell the box. The work is put on. I mean, it's sickening. We can use these resources. For expanding book distribution, building a larger temple, with Kirtan Hall. Sometimes I want to go for Kirtan, and I should not have said that I'm talking too much, I don't need to talk here. But I've been so hurt with his conduct. I don't like to say much, I just need to get I hold that temple sometimes. I see so many demons around me. I just have to turn my face away, focus Sambu by. And just distribute the books of it because nobody is distributing Prabhupada. Nobody. This radio program is the only way to read it with lectures. The point I'm making here is we have 100,000 people today who are born in 25 years, but we do not have a Vaishnava community. And we will continue to suffer what we don't have. That will boost the preaching. That will boost the book distribution. That will reduce revenues for our society. But what people do, we go to spend $5,000 because we give it to them, we just put it out to new ones, and we don't have to take it. So we have a bit of that. If I could say this to you, because I've been relieved from the resistance. You know, we have guests come from Florida. You can make accommodation. You stay at my house. You stay at some of the other house. So we can have people from all over the country coming to visit.
If we have any concern, how to get out of the community, and that there should be any good Vaishnava party.
But they must live here. They will have simple health and they will have no problem with revenues. People have a lot of money. It's just that they give it to the wrong people and the public come from India, they make a killing, they put their marketing and they go back.
Raise your hand.
Is that true?
She wants to be the
Gurudev, Ragalekha and Sudarshan Prabhu have a question.
Ragalekha and Sudarshan Prabhu, Kirtaniya, you have a question.
Dandavat Pranam Maharaj. We don't have so much of a question, but listening to what Jainaranji is saying, I just want, I don't know if you're aware of it, but we just came back from Trinidad, and one devotee of Gurudev has just offered a place where they have already started up in Aramwes.
Is that right?
Yes. There is 50 devotees there who go every Sunday.
Oh.
Mahaprasadam is being served.
Wonderful.
Gurudev books has been distributed throughout Trinidad for 2 years now.
I'm still aware of that.
And we were blessed that Bhaktivedanta Muni Maharaj was there for 1 week. He did excellent for 7 days.
Beautiful.
We had Akashvani, who live broadcast through all Trinidad on the Saturday night, and then Radio Shakti, who had already broadcast it. In our humble way.
So there's preaching already good.
Yes.
Yes. So we just need to boost it. More than
books
out. Where's your radio? Wonderful. Where's your radio? Distant. But we are going to get an internet which is broadcasting 24/7.
Also for media, I would like to say that in Central Florida, we have got
like
a contract for television. So Gurudev message is on television every Sunday morning from 9:30 in Central Florida. We also, yes, Gurudev's messages, we are getting some from Isha
and
Prabhu
tomorrow.
All the previous recordings.
I wanted to have like a connection with him first, like get to know him, like feel, like. Okay. Well, I'll try my best to have it ending, but let's go up front. Tomorrow's initiation. Let's see if you can have your relationship with him by then.
Okay.
He's quick.
Don't stop pushing.
I'm trying to give up.
Wait,
hold on.
Come on,
mommy.
Come on.
Hey.
Wait,
you're
not trusting me.
I know too.
Yeah, but you need to move because they're coming over.
No more parking. No more parking. The mother
has
come. Yes. No more parking, please. Mother Mary has come.
Okay, once you get it, you have to move.
Thank you.
Bachchon ke liye.
This is my little brother, Chota Bhai.
Huh?
This is my Chota Bhai.
Oh,
he doesn't have any
leg beans.
Thank you.
Today, I have $1 for you.
I don't
have some things I bought for you.
Thank you, Gurudev.
Did you get the letter?
I gave it to Brother Mother.
Okay, and asked for a reply?
Yeah.
Now, Gurudev, I have for you something.
Yeah,
are
you going to tell him up again?
You can. And you show me the photo. Okay, New Zealand.